Why does the Galactic Federation act so permissively towards all that causes humanity suffering and problems? Hello again, how are you all? Thank you for being here with me again. I hope you are all strong and well. I am Marie Swaru. Continuing from the last video. To be able to move Earth towards a holistic society, the Cabal must either be removed or transformed. As many of you remember, the Cabal does not stop on Earth as it continues into outer space, gradually transforming itself into the Galactic Federation, which undoubtedly is the ultimate controller of the planet. Where the Earth Cabal ends and where the Galactic Federation begins is misty and shady, but at some point, there is a grey area where some of that level members are human High Cabal members and others are full non-human Federation members, and all the data suggests that those are meeting in the Antarctica bases, and Federation starports there. Complicating things even more, many people may look human but are not inside, some may be full extraterrestrials who look perfectly human, as they are of Lyrian descent, but others may be of other races and only use the human biological body as front or a suit to operate on Earth, and the most common example of this are the reptilian races found on Earth, and which cooperate with many levels of the Dark Cabal. Making things even worse, some of those reptiles use several methods to transform themselves into something that looks human. Some of them are technological and others are simply mind control, using invasive telepathy and hypnotic constructs, which are forced into the mind and the perception of the people around them, using invasive telepathy, making them think that they are with a normal human, ignoring their real physical characteristics which are obviously reptilian in nature. And this alone will be a subject for a future video, so please stay tuned. The Cabal has to either be removed or cooperate with the positive transformation of human society. But then of course, removing the Cabal means removing its connection with the Galactic Federation, which means that the Federation must cooperate in full. Then it's easy to conclude that much of the work to transform human society must be done off-planet, and by the friendly to humankind, advanced star nations. But it is not so much as simply convincing the Galactic Federation to want to help advance humankind, as it is officially known or said here, and removing the shady parts, the Federation only oversees how humanity acts, its needs and desires as an isolated realm, and it is seen as mostly a school for souls. And that is another big part that explains why the Federation acts so permissively towards all the clearly evil things that occur on Earth. They claim that all that happens on Earth is simply what souls want to experience during their spiritual path and progress, and the Federation claims to know that if humans are not allowed to spiritually and ethically progress on their own, they will simply make the same mistakes, and they will continue to fall into their usual problems. This is part of what I was saying in my last video, artificially removing humankind's problems as external agents is doing the work for them, therefore they will be denied their learning process, condemning them to repeat their grave mistakes. In defense of the Galactic Federation, they do have a strong point here. Although the limits to what is acceptable to let humankind do to themselves, the suffering they go through, whether it is necessary for their spiritual growth and learning or not, as well as the Federation's methods still remain highly questionable. Expanding on this, we can study their way of thinking closely, as it is at the very core of why they do not help humanity more. First, look at the following biblical example of this, which fits in here perfectly. This example is commonly known to be in the Bible, yet my data here indicates that it was first pronounced by Lao Tzu in China some 400 to 600 years before Christ. It is the following. If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. If you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. End of biblical quote. Solving someone else's problems does not help them learn how to be capable and self-reliant, nor does it teach others all the necessary skills needed to be self-sufficient, such as being able to resolve problems on their own, and how to deal with failure. If an overseeing institution such as the Galactic Federation would help humankind at this moment and in full, solving all its problems would be very beneficial for the human population in the short term, but would actually hinder their growth in the long term, as they would be denied their necessary learning process and experience. On the other hand, if they mentor humankind from a distance, as they claim to be doing, they will ensure that the human population will become spiritually and ethically advanced enough to solve their problems on their own, and to independently create their own version of a fully capable holistic society, and not only create it, but effectively be capable of keeping it that way indefinitely, without falling into their previous lesser advanced political systems, among many other human bad habits. Having learned the hard lessons of ethical and spiritual evolution would impact directly on the kind of society they will make for themselves, remembering the old statement which says that all governments, good or bad, are the direct reflections of the people in them, wording this in a different, more hurtful way. People deserve their governments. Before the listener jumps to say that they don't deserve their government, yes, I know you don't, but you are obviously an advanced soul, and your resistance to accepting governments as they are is precisely the motor that will drive the positive change. Remember that your values, as well as your spiritual and ethical frame, are what you are teaching to the human population around you. Dear star seeds, you are there to teach by making an example, from the inside of human society, as I and many others do our best to do so, from the outside. Not helping others in need, in this case humankind, strongly conflicts with our ethical values, as most of us have altruistic tendencies which are strongly rooted inside us, especially the stellar people who grew up in a functional holistic society, and this is made even worse when we add the highly empathetic nature of many star people and their races. This is the case as well for most empathetic starseeds, which demand an expedited and complete resolution to humanity's problems, thinking that it will help the people of Earth. Helping them can certainly make their lives easier, at least now in the present. But easier isn't always better, although we frequently associate easier with something positive. Many times helping someone in the present will only solve their problems temporarily, but often it will not help them in the future, and may even work against their development and needs further on, because by taking all the work out of someone's hands, it prevents them from the opportunity and the necessity to learn the abilities that are necessary in order to be independent. Learning only through observation may be enough in some cases, but typically it is not enough when facing complicated situations which may span a lot of time, and it does not create or cause a strong enough learning imprint in people's memories, as experiencing what is being learnt can provide. This means that learning through experience is more important and more positively transforming than simply learning by observation, because through observation the subject cannot solve all those details and small problems that always arise while any task is being done, and the new neurological pathways are not created with as much strength as when learning by direct experience. Although what I am going to say may hurt the feelings of highly empathetic and altruistic people and beings out there listening to me, you're typically not doing a service by taking everything out of somebody else's hands. What's even worse is that this can create a pattern of learnt helplessness. A good example of this last statement is what happens to many of the sons and daughters of narcissistic parents who first overprotect them to the point of becoming helpless and useless and with no social skills of any kind. And then secondly, they will also create a strong feeling of worthlessness, insecurity, and low self-esteem in their children, as they not only will know themselves fully dependent on their narcissistic parents, but also feel that their real needs and wants are never met, are not important, and so on, hindering their self-value and life force, the drive to advance in life, as they will always feel inadequate and not worthy of their parents' love. In this case, we are studying today, the Galactic Federation is trying not to fall into this destructive parent-child dynamic. Or at least that is their official justification for acting so permissively. It is what they answer when they are asked these kinds of uncomfortable questions. Learned helplessness is a toxic vicious cycle that occurs when the subject feels powerless and unable to control their own situation and everything that goes on in their lives. This can be a consequence of other people, typically overprotective parents, taking everything out of someone's hands and solving all their problems, instead of letting them do what they can and are capable of themselves. So even when the intentions to help someone are good, it can still have catastrophic results if it is overdone. Obviously, that's not to say that you should never help, aid or support anyone out there. Sometimes, people need support, and supporting those in need is something everyone should attempt to do. Furthermore, mutual cooperation and helping one another is the very core and essence of every advanced holistic society. People flourish when they work in good and positive cooperation between their loving members, yet even in those advanced holistic societies, the hands-on learning process through personal experience is considered an essential part of the development of its members, especially of their younger generations, the children, which since a very young age are taught and educated to be able to be self-reliant, to be able to solve just about any situation they may come to face during their lives. I hope this video adds some insight into how the Galactic Federation thinks, and why it does not intervene to solve humankind's problems. Of course, here I'm omitting all the Federation's shady actions and parts, but this is the core of how they think and how they view Earth's problems. As I've said before, they see the planet as a school. But then we must come to terms with how much is tolerable, how much suffering is necessary or permittable during humankind's learning curve, through experience. Another bothering point I can add here is that much of that suffering humanity at large is going through is not even real. It is only a media-staged theater designed to create an emotional response to the souls having an incarnation there for the learning experience. Yet much suffering is real and undeniably so, as one single person's suffering is not right, it is not acceptable from our ethical points of view, but then there is that learning through experience problem I talked about in this video, which is applicable to planetary societies and to single individuals all the same. I hope you liked my video, thank you if you stayed until this point, and I hope to see you here next time. Please like and subscribe for more, if you feel this content is valuable. Take care. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.